Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Jesse Alexander, the president of Innovative Technology Solutions. Good afternoon, Jesse. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
You know, I've had an interesting career that I would say has started off with the military out of college, and then through manufacturing and IT leadership. I think I am where I am because I've been data boy and firefighter throughout my career, and stepping up to say yes to opportunities, you end up in places you never thought. So this is the second company I've led, and the most fun I've had leading any company with all the challenges in IT and a larger organization that serves a number of clients whose logos you know.
Oh, very cool. And I have to ask, which branch of the military were you in?
Army. Hooah.
Hooah.
I started off as a combat engineer, blowing up stuff close up, and then was an artillery officer, blowing them up far away.
Cool. And did you go to West Point?
No. I did ROTC, ROTC at the College of William and Mary, then ended up doing a tour in the First Desert Gulf. So, yeah.
Cool. Interestingly, my father was in the First Desert Gulf, too.
Oh, good.
It was a long time. He was a radio operator on ships.
Okay.
Sparks. Good. So, yeah. So tell us about Innovative Technology Solutions. What services do you provide? Who's your typical customer? All those things.
Sure. Well, look, I have the honor and the privilege of leading Innovative Technology Solutions, or ITS, which is a great company. We got 450 technicians that are certified to support almost all the major OEMs out there from a technology point of view. And we have engagements at 81 different communities all over the United States. As well as service desk engagements centered around six main of our service centers, two in Illinois, one in New Jersey, one in Florida, one in Monterrey, Mexico, and then one in the UK, just north of London. And, you know, one of the things about ITS is we're an end-to-end IT services company. We provide the daily IT operations to help our clients focus on the strategic stuff while we take care of the daily stuff. And it's a great mission for us, because bottom line, our mission is we make business better. And we help our clients with end user support around service desk, around desk side support with asset management, take care of their infrastructure, their server storage network and security, and then help them with figuring out how to set their technology strategy, help with consulting, how to figure out how to optimize the investments they've already made to then improve, to figure out how to scale and how to increase their security posture. So it's a breadth of services that add value to our clients that we enjoy providing. We think we do a good job. They ask us, all of our clients ask us back, and it's been good. I think one of the key things that when I would look at it, I'd say there's kind of three main differentiators. One, the client relationship that we bring, which says, dear clients, we're going to create a solution for you that helps you right now, but more importantly, that grows with you as your firm evolves and their needs change, the priorities change. Two, delivering that service delivery that our clients need and expect from us. And the key thing there is the continuous improvement, right? You know, figuring out how to do it better, faster, and cheaper every day, every month, every year, because clients don't want, you know, they do want the service to get better. They do want to improve. And the last is just bringing proven technology to bear to help our clients. Rather than chasing the shiny object, let's show you how to, you know, use Power BI for some dynamic reporting that allows you to drill down and figure out where some of the areas are for improving, or use some automation and scripting to help improve you know, the quality and the repeatability and the outcomes that our clients need. So I've enjoyed working with ITS, and I think we bring a lot of value to our clients, which are primarily that mid to large enterprise clients, somewhere around 300 million to about 4 or 5 billion in size, or 500 to 5,000 employees. That's where our sweet spot is helping them.
Very interesting. And it's interesting you mentioned two things I noticed there. One is the proven stuff, because there, you know, in IT infrastructure and things, there are some proven technologies. But as you know, it seems like every week there's something new coming out, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And there's so many, you know, once something becomes, you know, the buzzword, right? Then mm-hmm. everybody's got it, right? You know, how many times you get a call? Oh, we've got security services also. Okay. Mm-hmm. Can we really talk about how you implement that, right? The key thing there is figuring out how to ingest all the alerts and all the logs so that they're actioned and mm-hmm. and you mitigate the risks there. If you know how to do that, that's a whole lot better than saying, yeah, we do security, you know, or we do RPA, right? We're an RPA and AI and machine learning also. Can you tell me what you mean by that? Mm-hmm. Because when we talk about that, what that means is automation that makes a difference.
Yeah. So interestingly, about a year ago, everybody pretty much went remote. I'm assuming by the nature of your business, the majority of your employees had some remote ability, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We have, ITS has a combination of on-site engagements for our clients, as well as remote staff centralized in my locations, you know, service desk and infrastructure support and that sort of thing. And, you know, the unique thing about us is that we, technology is intended to allow for remote access to, you know, applications, infrastructure, and all that. So we can support anywhere, anytime. Mm-hmm. Well, so the my staff's ability to support in a COVID model where we're going to be more remote was more of our DR plan. It's our backup by intent. We can work from home. We got our laptops. We can do that. Everything is good. But our focus has really been, you know, how to help our clients work remote. And when a lot of those folks, they had workstations. They didn't have laptops. They had to figure out how to access the VPN. The challenges they were having are more the adjustment from work to home. And then even as some people started to go back into the offices in phases, how to handle that as well. And, you know, some of our clients identified us as their critical vendor that they needed us to come in there, even as they were making furloughs and layoffs and that kind of stuff. But in all of our client cases, they acknowledge how we've been able to help them in a flexible model that even when our desktop people were on site at their locations and their sites shut down, they just switched to supporting them now in a remote mode. So they got the same tech, they just picked up the phone instead of being able to do the drop by. So we've been able to help all of our clients continue their operations in whatever modified mode they've been in. And because some of our clients are manufacturing, they had to keep going that way. And so, you know, you set up things like, we'll deliver you your laptop. We'll put it in we'll put it at this location. You will move away, you go get it. And they maintain their distance that way and can still keep operations going.
Interesting. So, I mean, was there a huge increase in demand back last March?
The projects, yeah. You know, the projects were different. You know, people, you know, how to allow for greater access. So there was an increase in service desk volumes. There were, hey, some folks didn't actually do that conversion of their Win 10 devices to their Win 7 to Win 10. So yeah, with our hospital clients, you've heard about how a lot of the hospitals set up these major triage tents, right? They had to expand their operations significantly. So we were involved in setting up those with some of the largest hospital systems in the United States. So it was really interesting to be part of the news that was happening.
You were part of the solution.
You got it.
Cool. So now that we've been doing this for a little bit over a year, what do you think is the future for both ITS and for a lot of your customers?
Well, you know, I that's a great question. I think for ITS, you know, we have continued to be focused on supporting our clients. In fact, our mission is we make business better. Mm-hmm. We help it run better, faster, just optimize. But for our clients, what I see right now is that people are starting to come back into the workplace. Mm-hmm. And they're also dealing with this question of, well, do we stay remote or do we come back in the office or do some hybrid? Mm-hmm. Because all of our clients and my own company included, we've seen that we can work from home and we can do that. So the flexibility is great, but we also recognize the benefit of collaborating in person. So what's the right mix? right? Mm-hmm. And there's not going to be a single answer for everybody. It's something that every company is going to have to figure out. I'm kind of thinking that the answer is going to be more of a hybrid where they'll continue to be the flexibility, but there still will be people coming into the office. I think everybody will be coming into the office. It's just a matter of how much will they come into the office. Yes. And certainly there'll be, there's going to be a greater level of people being continuing to work from home, but that flexibility and that kind of gelling to what the new equilibrium is going to be interesting.
Yes. Yeah, so, well, and I agree. I think it will be a hybrid. And one thing I think is you're not going to see the traffic problems that we've had in the past. I think people are going to say, hey, let's meet at 10:30, right? It's going to be, because we now know we can get up in the morning, grab a cup of coffee and then start work. So you don't have to get in a, you know, take a shower, get in a car, right?
Well, it's a, that's a great comment because I think throughout the pandemic, we've seen traffic reduced, traffic patterns significantly changing. We've seen people moving to non-urban areas, right? So, you know, because they've, you know, because they can. In one, I'm just going to point out one way. In my service desk volumes, and I think any service desk will probably tell you the same thing, what you see is there's a standard distribution of calls that starts up first thing Monday morning, right? Mm-hmm. It has certain hours, right? By 6 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, local time, you don't have as many. Well, now there's more flexibility. So you get more of those calls outside the normal working hours when someone's working at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night because they've had dinner, they're getting back on and they're going to work in some more, right? Or even some over the weekend. So we're seeing that in incremental ways. And just that service desk distribution of calls in times of the day and days of the week has just been another way of seeing that happen, not just on the road, but in phone calls and emails.
Yes. Interesting. Because you think about it, everybody's home situation is different. If you have two parents working from home and two kids in school, you can't be, right? So, I mean, I know I did something on Friday and I actually worked yesterday just because it was more convenient for me.
So are you saying you just had to relearn Algebra 1 for your kid again?
No. Fortunately, my youngest is 31. I think he's got algebra.
Okay, good.
I hope. He's got a degree in engineering, so I would assume he knows it pretty well.
We hope. Yeah.
We hope so. Well, Jesse, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great talking to you. I wish ITS all the luck. I'm sure you guys will do well. And have a great 2021.
Mark, thanks so much. It's been a privilege and an honor to be on with you today.
Thanks.